Well, hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins here with another Audio Mo. Today I think we're on day 11, for me at least. I'm still playing a little bit of catch up, but as I keep saying, I do have things in the pipeline that I'm editing currently, so I will be catching up as soon as I can. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about podcast production, and really just to give people a sense of how relatively easy it can be to produce podcasts, because I think what I've tended to do is be so much into it over the years that I do my podcasting and produce it in so many different ways. Because I have a background in editing audio anyway, then it means that sometimes I produce sort of packages that are pre-edited and whatever and add them into my podcast mix, you know, forgetting really that there are easy ways to do a podcast if we're talking about just getting our voices heard. So I've gone for kind of middle ground here and sort of put a podcast together that is a little bit more than just an audio, and there's nothing wrong with just audio, because you know, content is probably king, really. As long as you get a reasonable quality audio, I would say content is king. You know, it's better to have something that you really want to be talking about, that you're passionate about, and make sure that gets up there, than to worry that it's not highly polished and highly edited, if that makes sense. So yeah, we'll get into it in a second. Just let this little music play. I love it, to be honest. So yeah, so that's a bit of the old, I decided to change my music basically, and yeah, it's good. Okay, so podcasting. So in the very basic sense, I'm podcasting right now. So take away the music at the beginning, the mic fading in and out, all the rest of it, which I'll come on to in a minute. If you want to do a podcast, you have a microphone on your iPhone or Android phone or smartphone of choice or computer, and you can record something into any software that you've already will have on your computer / smartphone, whatever, you know. So I talk mostly from an iOS point of view, so from an iPhone point of view, there's something as simple as voice memo. So you can use voice memo and you can record just this, me speaking into a microphone. I have, again, a different microphone, but I'll talk about that in a sec. But just your iPhone's mic is perfectly okay. And then what you'd want to do is somehow get your audio up onto places where people can hear it. So obviously, if you wanted to do a podcast, the definition really of a podcast is having, that you have a feed so that people can subscribe to your podcast. If you want just audio to put up somewhere, then by all means, you can do it. You know, have either a Dropbox account, you can get a free Dropbox account, and you can then distribute your link yourself manually. So you can say, right, okay, I've got a piece of audio I've put up, I've had a rant about something, or I've shared something I'm passionate about, here's my link. And you can, you know, if you've got Facebook, you've got Twitter, you've got whatever, you can any of the regular socials that you might frequent already, you can put your link there, say something about it. Hey, I was talking today about the pulling down of statues and what I think of it, you know, or my reaction to whatever, or how to make, the best homemade bread. You know, you literally can just put that on your various socials, or email it to people, or do whatever. And that is a form of podcasting, I would argue. You know, I would say that's perfectly fine. It doesn't have to have a feed, which is what I'm coming on to next. So if you wanted to actually put up a podcast, and so it's something you were doing a bit more regularly, and you wanted people to subscribe to it so that, you know, you didn't have to keep writing to them and letting them all know, hey, I've got another podcast up, you can get software, and depending on I guess to some extent what you're prepared to pay for and how complicated you want it to be, you can essentially get a feed, and what the feed does is says, hey, every time there's a new podcast and someone uses your feed to subscribe to the podcast, to your podcast, then every time you open your podcasting software, so if it be like something simple as podcasting, is it called, it's not called iTunes, is it, on Apple Podcasts, you open that, and because you've already subscribed to VR Podcasting, I hope, then it would just come up with the latest podcast. It would show you all my artwork, everything I put up about that podcast, and you would just be able to play the audio straight from there, because it literally is like a link, a digital link, I suppose, an address that says to your podcast, go to this, your podcast software, go to this address and this address and this address and any number of addresses that you might have of other people's podcasts. And go and fetch all the latest episodes, and then you can either download them, stream them, or whatever. And that's really the next level. This could easily still be just this audio, just this, you know. But the chances are that if you use a podcast hosting software, the chances are that it will have more features. So that's where we can build on, I suppose. So if you've got something like Anchor, you can use Anchor, and it's fairly comprehensive. Like, it has bits of music beds and different things like that. So you can do what I just did. I think you can choose your own music, but I tend to build my own podcasts, you know, from the bits, rather than sort of take ready-made templates to a large extent. So, but Anchor will do all of that. So again, and it will provide you with the feed, the RSS feed that you need. Is that, I can't remember what RSS is. It really simple syndication? Doesn't really, yeah, something like that. But it will provide you with that RSS feed that then you can, you know, you might put that on, I don't know, a website, for example. If you developed a website, you might put it on your Facebook, and that will tell people where to go to subscribe to your podcast. But then within that, you've got the individual links for each post for the podcast as well, of course, which you can also post. But again, it starts to begin this automated process, because something like Anchor I think they're supposed to syndicate it out to all the different, or to some different podcast hosting platforms like Spotify and whatever. But you know, then you could use that RSS feed, and you could put it anywhere. You could say, well, I want iTunes to know where my podcast is. So you could go to the Connect page on Apple's website, and you could put in your RSS feed, and then Apple will go and fetch your content, and then within a couple of days verify it and all the rest of it. And then you still only have this audio that we've done. You're only still talking about this audio you've recorded, you see, and we'll come on to a bit more about that in a second. Then you might decide that you want to pay for a podcast hosting platform, so something like Audio Boom. AudioBoom. That's the one I use, audioboom.com, or Libsyn. I mean, I use AudioBoom because for me as a blind person, it's very accessible. But AudioBoom and Libsyn, I guess. But AudioBoom just seems to me very intuitive. And I've used it for a long, long time. And so basically your podcast, what it will do is you can, I mean, I've got a little shortcut on my a web shortcut on my phone. So what I do is I record my podcast, and then I put it up on, I upload it to Dropbox because I want to save my audio. I want a copy of it in my in my person, on, you know, on me, as it were, you know, so that I can have that if anything goes wrong with the website or whatever. I want to keep what I've done. So basically, I load that up to Dropbox, and then when I come onto my AudioBoom upload page, I've already got things like my podcast is already established there. It's got my RSS feed, it's got my artwork, it's got all the places to which I've spread my podcast, as it were, and then a bit about me, like a profile and all the rest of it. Plus all my podcasts, going back to whenever, you know, years. And so then we're still talking about just this little piece of audio, this lowly audio that's just me speaking into a microphone that's already on my iPhone, into the memo, uploading the file to Dropbox in my case, and then out to Audio Boom. And that's the way I do mine. So that's kind of taking care of how you do a podcast and how you get it up somewhere. And again, the same principle with Audio Boom, it will share it to Twitter and I think Facebook. It tends to, for some reason, just want to share it to groups at the moment. But it should say it will syndicate it out to those platforms that you're part of. So Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, I think even. I didn't know, is Tumblr even a thing anymore? And of course, it also gives you an embed code. So you can, if you've got a website, you can embed you can use an embed link on your website. And that means that every time I think this is how it works, every time you update your Audio Boom podcast with another episode, it updates your website. And then so people can just play your audio straight from your webpage, and they can see each episode and whatever that you've produced. So then if we talk a bit more about the audio, if you want to do more with your audio, then it's a question of which way you want to go. So in my case, and let's just prove the point by adding a little bit of music. Here we go. There, here's some music. I can just add this music as and when I want, and I can fade in and out. And hi, this is a song called Riverton, and it's by Phil Keaggy. And Phil Keaggy is a very well-known guitar player. Well, yes, he is actually. I'm just thinking about that, but yes, he is. This is piano, though, but you will hear him play guitar in a minute. And this is from an album called Getting Closer, which was released in about 1984. I'm going to find out. 85? Yes, 1985. Haha, I've just read my notes. So I'm kind of doing the radio DJ bit now a little bit. And so we'll stop that for now. But what I've got here is an app on my phone called Backpack. It was formerly known as Boss Jock. I think Ed Fillowatt, I'm going to say. I always never get his name right, but he's an amazing guy. I knew him sort of early on in his development of this of this app, because I just searched Apple, the App Store for podcast production software for my iPhone, and it came up with this Boss Jock, and I thought, whoa, what's that? And it did everything I wanted it to do, but it wasn't accessible. And honest to goodness, I wrote to Ed, and I said, and I believe I was the first person to do this, because I think he blogged about it, but I wrote to him and said, hey, could you make this accessible with VoiceOver, which is the screen reader for iPhones and Apple stuff? And he said, oh yeah, I don't see why not. And he said, what do you need? And I said, well, like, label the buttons so that we know what the buttons are, da 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 da. And within, it seemed like minutes, but within a day, something I'm going to say, because I can't remember, but within no time at all in terms of app development, he had made an accessible version. He'd made it accessible. And then we worked from there, and then loads of other people got involved bit by bit, you know, other visually impaired people, and of course other users that aren't necessarily visually impaired, because it's not a VI project. It's not a VI app as such. It's just that he's kept the accessibility rich and front and center of the process. So the way Backpack works is, obviously you can record, which is what I'm doing now. And again, you could be using just your mic on your phone. Although what most of us are tending to find is that and it's my belief that you absolutely should be monitoring what you're recording. So although you can record without monitoring it, it's best really to monitor it if you're doing anything more than just audio recording. And obviously with Apple not having a headphone jack anymore, you obviously need something to put a headphone jack into. So what I did, I bought a Rode, and there are others, but there's a Rode sort of vocal mic, basically. It's a little, I think it's, let's go have a look, let's go to Amazon, because I prepared this earlier. I have a Rode, and Rode is spelled R-O-D-E, video mic, V-I-D-E-O-M-I-C, M-E, is that a dash? Yeah, M-E-L, yeah, M-E-L. So it's a video mic, M-E-L. And it's a really sweet little mic. It's it comes with everything you need. So it's a microphone, of course. It's metal. It's very well constructed. And then it has a little, they call it a dead kitten. It's not very nice, is it? It's a dead kitten. And basically it's a furry thing to stop your, because without that, if I was blowing in, or if the wind was that, it would completely distort the recording. And you don't really want that. So this has got a really lovely big thick foam. It's got foam on the inside and this dead kitten furry thing on the outside. And it resists wind. It really does. I could take it outside and you would get wind noise, but it would be nothing like it would be if it wasn't on. And it's a mono mic, so it doesn't matter if I move like that and across it, you don't hear me going from side to side as you would with a stereo mic. So it's good for voice recording. But the beauty of it is it has a mini jack at the back, so you can plug just some headphones in and then you can monitor your mix. So if you have got and I don't know if they do another version of this, but this is the iPhone version. It now means that you can monitor what you're hearing. You can hear what you're recording, more to the point. And this is where the quality comes in, because it will be a little bit better than perhaps, you know, your internal mics, because it's designed specifically to be what it is. It's a dedicated bit. It's about £68, I think. But backpack then is essentially, I think it's about £10, and it has what they call pads. I think they call them pads now. Yes, they are pads. So I've got a pad, and pad one has this music in it, so I can. That was the one I was playing earlier. And then pad two has the other music in it. And if I want to crossfade it, we'll do that now. Let's have a quick look. So you can hear it crossfading. There you go. And then back the other way. There you go. Now, obviously, I mean, that was about a 5-second crossfade, which obviously you don't have to do that. And you can, of course, manually do it. So I could press one pad, the music fade out, and then have the other one fade in. It could be sound effects. It could be something you've previously recorded, like an interview. Anything you like, as long as it's sound, can go into these pads. And the next update of Backpack is going to allow you to even put stuff into pads while you're doing an audio recording. So that would be amazing, because obviously if you were doing a long broadcast, like if you were doing a radio show or something and somebody wanted something, you could in theory go and get that thing and put it into the pad and line it up for whenever you want to play it. It's got so many adjustables. I mean, obviously the basic stuff. So you can choose how far you want the music to duck. So actually go underneath your audio, your microphone when you're speaking. You can play music from a certain point. So you can go into each pad and edit when the music starts and all stops and all the rest of it. But if you just in a basic sense of what I was just doing there, just finding music. So if I go into a pad here, so I can go into a pad and we can find some music I've not got on here at the moment. So if I get files, so that's on your phone. There's a files sort of manager on your phone now, isn't there? Dropbox, well, we know about Dropbox, as I said. Library, that's your music library. Record, so I could record a pad now if I wanted to. Google Drive, yeah. So let's go into library. Where's it gone? Hang on. Library, and as long as you've bought the music, as long as it's DRM free, it will put it in. So downloaded music. Let's go for something that I did fairly recently. Gold and Lady Antebellum, which I used yesterday. We'll put that in there. So I'm just gold, and there it goes into the pad. That's in pad. Oh, it's in pad out as it goes. I just picked a pad at random. And now this wasn't even in my recording list or anything, my set list. And now here it is. So that's the music I just imported while I was talking to you all. So I just fade that one out. And to say, Boss Jock has loads and loads of feature-rich stuff, but you can just start with the basics and really have quite a professional podcast. And then once you've done the recording, so I'm getting towards the end of this really now, because I don't want to go too much further. What I do is I can... I'll finish this recording, and there's even a thing where if, for example, I was to turn my mic off now, I've got an auto record pause, so it will pause the recording and resume whenever it hears a sound, which is great, because sometimes you don't want to be pressing record, then going to get to your pad, then going to put your mic, and it all sort of can cause a bit of a panic. So you can have these things preset just to make life a little bit easier. And he's updating Boss Jock, Backpack all the time. You know, really is a lovely piece of software, to be honest. And so what will happen then is when I finish this, I record, I export it up to Dropbox, as I said. But you can export to other places. And then once it's in Dropbox, I can do what I said before, which is, so we've come full circle, and that's exactly as I intended it. I should have I'm quite smiling, because I didn't think it was going to come across this well, but I think it's all right. You can let me know if I'm talking twaddle, but I hope I'm not. So come full circle, so up to Dropbox with, albeit this time a more sort of, you know, music and bits and bobs thing instead of just audio. And again, nothing wrong with just audio, just speech. Then as I say, I'll have export options, so I'll be able to export it as certain file types. I mean, I would tend to leave it as stereo M4A, which is one of Apple's audios, and it just goes up quite quickly, to be honest, on most phones these days. So it'll be up on goes up onto Dropbox. Then I go around to Audio Boom, as I described earlier, browse for the files in Dropbox, for Dropbox, then the file I want, and then Audio Boom gets it. I put a title in there, and then I would put a bit of a description, any hashtags, like the hashtag Audio Mo in this case. You can say whether you want it to be an episode or a series, or a new episode, a new series, or whatever. Again, I tend not to do that. You can put any image work, any artwork in there if you want. Again, I tend to leave it, and the default artwork is just a picture of me. And then you hit publish, and then according to what your presets are, like I said earlier, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, it publishes those out and to your various places that you host your podcast. So where I've been syndicated, like Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn. can't think of others. Obviously, the Audio Boom site itself, and a few others. And then that's it. That's your podcast done. And you do as many or as little as you want. And also worth remembering that if you want to, you can upload your audio as a video, And then you can choose from all kinds of templates. Like there's an audio wave thing that goes across and different things like that. So, but you know, just some visuals, so that people aren't just looking at a dark screen. And you have various options there. But I think the audio, the loading up to video, it renders, so it takes a little bit of time to render it and stuff. But then you can share that anywhere, so you can put that on like YouTube and things like that. So again, using your free account on YouTube, they're quite generous, I think, with uploads. I'm not sure what the limits are, but with a free account, a YouTube free account. So, you know, again, you don't have the feed though. You don't have the RSS feed for that, but at least you could still load up to YouTube if you wanted to, and or both. So you could export the audio initially as one thing, and then export it again as something else. So, you know, you do as video. So you do have a lot of options. Look, this has gone on for a while, and I have no idea as to whether it's useful to anyone or not. I'm kind of hoping it will be. I realise I've spoken for just around over half an hour now, but I think I don't think there's a quicker way of doing this. I mean, I'm sure, you know, I could have done it in some bite-sized chunks or something, but really, I want to give people the confidence, and even with a bit of my umming and ahhing, just because I'm just a normal everyday bard. I'm not anyone special, and yes, I can edit to a point, and we can do that another time. We can talk about editing a little bit. I can edit myself down, and I can be this, you know, really all singing, all dancing, voiceover music, and you know, with all my breaths taken out, and just really slick, and do it at a faster pace, I suppose, for some stuff that can be quite a good fun to do, but it isn't necessarily. So for interviews, what you might want to do is just preparedness, really. So you'd have some notes, and there's even a notes feature in Backpack, so you can put some notes and refer to those as you're going along doing your interview. So it's pretty comprehensive, and it's the only thing I'd recommend, really, to be honest, on iPhones. I'm not sure if they're available for Android. I think it is. Maybe Ed will let me know. But I'm going to leave it there. I'm happy with that, if you are. And if you have any questions, then by all means, wherever you see this, you can probably respond. So if it's Twitter, then speak to me on Twitter. If it's Facebook, then speak to me on Facebook. Anyway, that'll do for now. So I am going to put my music in. A bit of music. Could have been a sound effect. Could have been any number of different things. It could have been audio from somewhere else. And I will see you on, what did I say? I think we'll be on Audio Mo Day 12 next time round. And then, yeah, I'll hopefully catch up. Got some quite exciting things coming up. Got an interview that I did with someone that I actually didn't know until today. I put a little call out on a forum that I'm on, and she said, oh yeah, I wouldn't mind being interviewed. And her name is Annick Morris. She's a visually impaired. Well, she sings, she's in choirs, and she is an amateur radio enthusiast. I know that'll interest some of my friends. She also works for the Samaritans, and she's been just giving me a bit of an idea of what she's been up to, and just spend a little bit of time getting to know someone that I didn't know, and it was really cool. It worked really, really well. Very pleased with that. And so I'll be sharing that with you in due course. And then, well, whatever else I think of, really, during the month of Audio Mo, the month of June, which is Audio Mo. It's something like that. Anyway, I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now, and thanks for listening.